This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Again, it is a Texans Ticket Tuesday. Coming up in the 5 o'clock hour, your chance to win a pair of tickets front row in the bullpen for this all-important second game of this three-game homestand against the Denver Broncos, who just beat the brakes. How about last? What an awful weekend in terms of competitiveness in the NFL. If you just looked up and down and caught those scores to the games, there was one game that wasn't a double-digit spread. Jets-Bengals. Everything else was...
And it was that one.
And it was that one. Jets Bengals, 39-38 somehow. But all the, like, you look at the scores.
It's a 500 league, bro.
This was an ass kicking.
One score league, Chief.
One score. I mean, the Chiefs.
They say both.
The Chiefs finished it off with a 28-7 victory, another double digit. But, I mean, we got these scores, 37-10. The Texans, I think, had the third closest game, 26-15. They won by 11. 40-9, 38-20, 32-13, 30-16, 34-10, 23-3, 44-24, 38-14, 35-25, the second closest game of the weekend in 28-7. I mean, my God, just ass kickings all weekend long in the NFL. Hopefully we have more compelling matchups next week. And again, as we said, you got a chance to win a pair of tickets front row in the bullpen to check out the Denver Broncos and the Houston Texans live at NRG. I do want to get to the Rockets, as they did get off the schneid, get their first victory, led in scoring by Şengün again. But really, seven guys in double figures. Everybody came to the party. But that LSU, Florida, Penn State, those are big, high-profile jobs. Of Arkansas is
we're number four on the list.
Yeah, it's open there. But LSU, Florida, Penn State, those are all real high-profile jobs that a lot of coaches are going to be thirsty for, especially that LSU one. Thirsty for. What's your sense? You think that there are others? You think there are others that are going to join this list, like other high-profile jobs that we'll see open up coming up before this next season starts?
Absolutely. I think we see Florida State.
Mm.
I think there is a chance that the ones that are already available are powerful enough and big enough to steal a big one from somebody.
To open up, yeah.
I mean, I hope it doesn't happen to Tyler Zagge's, but that would be one of the examples. Think it's going to happen, by the way. Don't think it's going to happen. I think Mike Elko is a perfect fit and loves life right now where he's at and has done a hell of a job. And this is one of those deals where if you're Mike Elko, boy, you want to see this one through. This could be a long, hellacious run for them in a good way. So I don't think it's going to happen, but that's kind of what I'm talking about. I think you could have another opening, you know, because he's elite. You know, one.
Does Ole Miss fit in this? Would Ole Miss?
Not to me. I mean, yeah. I don't. I think Ole Miss is a great school. I think Lane has exceeded expectations year in, year out there. I had one more. Clemson. I think there's a chance you could see.
Really?
Yeah. That there's no way that the Dabo shtick is there's no way that that's not wearing on people, given that it's not working. You know what I mean? Dabo is one of those guys that the whole, if Clemson wants to move away from me, you know, I can just go win somewhere else, whatever the hell he said. You know, it's one thing to struggle. It's one thing to go through a rough patch. It's one thing to stick to your guns, and I'm going to do it the old traditional way, and we're not going to really embrace the NIL and the transfer portal. And it's if that even works, slightly works. Like, that's just not the case at Clemson. I mean, it is.
You think burning. One of these big schools would try to get Dabo?
Yeah, I think he's still regarded well enough to where I think that one of them could potentially go after him. Yeah,
that'd be a home run.
Yep.
It'll be interesting to see what the as you were saying, the potential domino effect, right, could happen because
I think there's several of them already reportedly going to go after old boy at Notre Dame, so that one could come open if he does decide to jump.
Yeah.
You know, I think the I have not been following Michigan, but I know they're not having a great year. You know, I wonder how what kind of legs that had from the get-go anyway, because that was a Harbaugh, you know,
yeah,
holdover.
Yeah.
That I wonder how you know they look at that. And I'm seriously just thinking out loud. I don't know more. I don't know him personally, but I'm wondering is that does Michigan look at him as a guy that, hey, we tried to hold this Harbaugh post-Harbaugh thing together. It's not really working out, so let's go get a bigger name and a bigger face. So I think Michigan could potentially be one that
somebody
could make
texted a move. And said, you better look at Texas.
Well, the reports of him going to the league is the only chance that I think. Obviously, I don't think he's a guy that I don't think he gets James Franklin at Texas right now. Not yet.
No.
But he may bounce to the league. The reports are that he opened up his options, letting NFL teams know, the Titans, I think, in particular, that he would be interested. I don't know how real that is. But I could very, very well see it. I mean, look, if you're a college coach right now, I mean, there's definitely more security in the league. I mean, at least you can pay your players and keep your players.
Yeah, they got you on a 2-3 year run. If you don't start making moves, 2-3 years.
But I mean, players, Ron. I mean, players. Yeah. I mean, they're in the middle. I mean, they just had a huge win to save any hope that they have this year, and they got a running back and a kicker going to the transfer portal. I mean, and look, I don't think either one of those guys were obviously playing and guys that they can't win without, but that's just the world we live in. We, year in, year out, you got to re-recruit guys, and I'm talking about re-recruit all of your guys to keep them from leaving and going to the – I mean, they can come down the street to A&M if they wanted to.
Yeah.
I mean, that is – that. So, I mean, you go to the league, at least you got contracts that are keeping guys in place for a handful of years. At least you know what you're working with. You don't have that in college right now.
Yeah.
Maybe one of those guys in college are making – 11, 12, 13 million a year.
It'll be interesting to see where the fired guys go, because I think Brian Kelly can work other places. I think James Franklin can work other places. Yep. It'll be
got some good coaches on the street, man.
It'd be funny to see if, because like if Lane were to go somewhere, I don't know where James is from, but like, hey, James Franklin at Ole Miss, like, you know, you could see, you know, some of these other high profile spots open it up, because I think he's got experience in the SEC. I think he was at Vanderbilt, wasn't he? I think before.
That's where he made his. That's where he. I mean, he did. He didn't. I don't think he did quite what Clark Lee's doing. I mean, what's his name? Is it Clark Lee?
Yeah, I think it's Clark Lee. Isn't it?
I don't think he's done quite what he's done, but he had him relevant.
Good. Yeah, he was good. He was better than Mason. Yeah,
Mason had a rough go out there.
I used to think, man, Derek Mason, the receiver from the Ravens, took over Vanderbilt. I thought that for a long time. Till I saw him. All right, hey, Rockets get a big dub. Everybody ate last night. Seven guys in double figures, including Tari Eason, had him a big game, 22 off the bench to lead all scorers. But to me, it's all about. I mean, we would have conversations, you know, before the season started in the with the Texans. Just can't have too many conversations about the offensive line. That's the number one thing people have thoughts and concerns about, and it seems like the point guard issue is the number one thing with the Rockets. And it's the thing that many people think can hold them back from maybe reaching potential goals that they could hit. And last night, I think, was a good night for them. When you look at the combination of Thompson and Shepherd, They combined for 27 points, 8 rebounds, 16 assists with 2 turnovers. Right, and Reed hit 3 threes in the game, and obviously they didn't play extended, you know, minutes because of the score of the game, but this was a good night, and hopefully the growth continues to go in that position. Your point guard position gives you 16 assists and 2 turnovers. You know, from those two guys, you absolutely will take that all day long. So to me, that's going to continue to be the story, and those two guys putting together a game like that is big for the Rock.
Any indictment or any issue with Reed not getting a start last night?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson. On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
No,
I know we've talked a lot about just what that looks like. And
I mean, I just sort of accepting it at this point right now with Udoka. You know, there's some real, and I don't hate it. There's some real, you got to earn it,
yeah,
with Udoka, but or there's either that or maybe his plan is, we need you to be a guy that's going to be off the bench, and that is going to be your role. You're coming off the bench. We want you playing with these certain units for the most part. We want you coming off the bench.
Well, he did say that going with the other fellow, how do you say his name? Kogi?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Josh.
Going with him took a little bit of the pressure off Amen Thompson on the defensive end of the floor, which gave him a little bit of a break, I guess, yeah, is what he was referring to. So there was a method to the madness. I didn't expect that to be, if you're not going to go double bigs, you know, if you're not going to go with that big lineup, what does it look like? I just thought at this point Reed Sheppard would definitely be in the mix, and he wasn't. So
yeah, to me that's a sign, like the plan for him is to have Reed Sheppard, at least as of right now, to come off the bench, yeah, and to be a guy that he wants to consistently come off the bench and wants him to know that role.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.